Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Oldham. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Red Oldham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk bunts towards the mound. Oldham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shealy moves to third. Moss still moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan strikes out. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheely scores. Ma still moves to third. Strunk moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Oldham, and towards Rigney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still scores. Strunk moves to third. Shock moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oldham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Sheely moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Sheely moves to third. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Strunk, who is chasing the ball. Cobb reaches third base with a triple. Haney goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Kutchaw hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham is 0 for 1 in the game. Oldham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kutchaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheely moves to second. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kutchaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kutchaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kutchaw hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive towards third. McClellan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Oldham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oldham is 0-for-2 in the game. Oldham strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney throws to second for one, and Kutchaw throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Shealy moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ma still is walked intentionally. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-3 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Ma still scores. Strunk moves to third. McClellan moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Haney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 4 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Hooper steals third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Collins reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Shealy strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Strunk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Strunk. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 3 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Basler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Danny Clark pinch hits for Rhett Oldham. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.